With UPS, future you graduates from Metro College with zero debt. How? As a package handler, you'll have a great job while you attend Metro College, and 100% of your tuition will be covered. Future you goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at UPS.
We are ESPN Louisville, your home for the college football playoff, NFL, the Final Four, and best sports talk. Download the ESPN Louisville app today. Delivered by UPS Jobs Kentucky.
Bluegrass Karting and Events now has the fastest go-karts in Kentucky and axe throwing. Grab your coworkers, family, and friends and make a night of it with our new full bar and food menu. Bluegrass Karting and Events is Louisville's premier high-speed entertainment destination, online at bluegrasskarting.com.
So Lonzo Ball says the big baller brand sneakers were defective. I'm starting to have newfound respect for that young man, that he is trying to gradually distance himself from the circus that his family created.
If New York Mike was here with us sitting, and we would ask him if he would have made a line on that 2 years ago when it came out, I think he would have bet that that was going to happen. I mean, that was such a – I quit talking. People – it did capture people's – people followed it for a while. But
to be honest with you, if his father weren't such an obnoxious buffoon, I would have rooted for anybody who has the guts to start a company where there's such established, gigantic names. I'd have said, hell yeah, except he was not trying to, you know, get – he wasn't trying to be every man's sneaker. He was trying to sell, like, $3,000 a pair craziness. But
and then he ran his mouth all
the
time.
That was the thing.
I could beat Michael Jordan one-on-one or whatever. I mean, come on, man. You average 4 points a game in junior college. Come on.
Big baller brand shoes are being sold on eBay. Let me read one to you and say, Nick, you can play this game with
us. This is a collector's item. That's what it's got to be.
Well, there's a bunch of them, actually. Nick, you can play also. You listening to us? Nick is not listening to us. Big. He's trying to find the picks. I don't want to heckle him. Let Mike have a go at this. Big baller brand shoes, ZO2 Prime Remix Triple White. No idea what any of that means. Plus, if you buy, you get a free T-shirt, a hoodie, and a lanyard. They're obviously clearing out the warehouse. All three of those things. Would you like to guess what the buy it now price is?
$50.
$180.
$180. So that's not. It'll get lower. It'll sink lower. What size were they?
You can pick your size.
Plug in 14. See if you can get 14s.
Let's see. Quantity available. Here we go. U.S. size. They do go to 14. Would you like a pair of 14s?
Well, sure.
$180.
No.
Can I get your card number?
All right. You want to just do this on the air?
Okay.
I have your guys' picks from last week.
All right.
Here we go.
I'm Bob and he's Mike. I'm writing them down.
Crap. Give me 1 second.
I'm
just kidding. All right. Mr. Pratt, he had Notre Dame, Georgia, Oregon State.
Whoa. Slow down. Georgia, Oregon State. Okay.
Texas.
Okay.
And Sparty.
Michigan State. Okay. But that doesn't help me. Does it have the odds? Did it tell you what the point spread was?
I can go back and get that.
You're going to have to, because we're not picking just winners. We're picking against the spread.
Yeah, I thought you had the
spread. If I had the thing written down, I would have had the picks written down.
I know. It's not a straight-up money line bet. All right, I'll go back and get the lines. All right. You had Toledo, Indiana, Pittsburgh, Nevada, and Memphis. And I'll go back to
Nevada won. I had Nevada covering, and they won outright. Sorry for
They beat
Jeff,
Purdue, yeah.
But that one.
What was the other one after Nevada?
Memphis.
Memphis, and I won that too.
You guys both lost with the locals.
Yes, we did.
U of L covered with Notre Dame.
And IU, did they cover? They won.
I don't know. I'll go track them down.
I'm claiming victory.
Well, it's opening weekend. You can't claim victory.
Let's see. Let's see what the score was. The score for that game was Indiana 34, Ball State 24. I think they might have been laying more points than that.
I don't know. They were.
And we'll have to come back and look at that. And then in the ACC, Pitt. Pitt was getting money points for Virginia, they couldn't have been getting that many points. They lost by 16, so no. I must have lost that, I assume. Pitt lost 30-14. Virginia wasn't laying that many on
no,
the road.
No, I wouldn't think so. On the road,
I would think so. I'm going to say I'm 2-2 right now with IU up in the air. You, let's see if we can take a look and make a best educated guess about whether.
Georgia.
Did they cover?
I don't know.
Georgia.
I can't even remember who they were playing.
Georgia played. That was a good game. They played Vanderbilt, won by 24.
I think they covered.
I think they covered. Who's the other? Oh, Oregon State. I
Oregon State.
Pac-12. I have no idea what the spread was for that game. Let's see. Oregon State.
Oregon State was a dog.
They were, and they.
They got beat pretty good too. I think
they got beat by 16. By Oklahoma State. I don't think Oklahoma State was laying that many. I think you lost.
No, I think it was pretty good. But we'll see.
We'll go back and look.
Because Oregon State's not very good and wasn't expected to be very good.
Pac-12.
Texas.
Texas had a game against Louisiana Tech. They won by 31. They couldn't have been laying more. Well, I don't know. They're probably laying a crap ton in that game. But that I'm going to assume that was a cover. We'll go back and look.
Now, I think Sparty covered, if I remember.
I don't. I think it was really close because their spread was almost exactly Louisville's, and they wound up winning by, I think, what, 18 or something? I think that was close. I don't know. We'll have to go look. Michigan State won by why is it so hard to find scores? Where the hell is their score? There it is. They won by 21. That I would think that covered.
I agree.
I'm going to think you're 3-2. I'm going to think, right? You won Georgia. I'm going to say you won Texas. You won Michigan State. You lost Notre Dame. We don't know if Oregon State you won. You're 4-1. We'll have to go back and look. I am 2-2, depending on IU. Are you listening again, Nick? Is that what you're doing? Nick's trying to listen. All right. Very excited. A lot riding on that IU game, whether I'll be tied with you at 3-2. Are you listening again to try and get the spreads? Is that what you're doing? All right.
Yeah, sorry. If you guys threw to me, I totally missed
it. No,
I've got a couple of them.
All right. Well, we need to know what the spread was in the Oregon State game and the Indiana game.
Those are literally the two I don't have.
Well, so let's double check on what was the spread in the Michigan State game?
Michigan State, Sparty was getting 20. They were laying 23.5.
23.5? You didn't cover.
Ooh.
Aha! Right? Because 23.5, they won by 21. Mm. So Michigan State goes from the win-loss column to the loss column. So now you're 2-2.
Oregon State?
We don't know what Oregon State.
Haven't got that one yet.
Texas, what was the spread
Texas,
there?
Texas, they were laying 19.5.
And they win by 31?
Texas won by, how did I miss it? Hang on. I'll get it right here. Big 12, here we go. What'd you say they were laying? How many?
19.5.
I think they covered, but let's check. Yeah, they won by a million. They won by 31. So Texas is a win. Georgia's a win. We think. What was Georgia laying? They couldn't have been laying.
I haven't got that one yet either. Memphis, I have.
Well, the Memphis won outright. So.
Well, they were 4.5-point favorites.
They won by 5, so I just covered.
Okay. Oh, the hook didn't get you.
We need Indiana. What was the spread for IU?
Did you watch North Carolina and South Carolina?
I didn't watch any of them. How about that Mac Brown? Gets a win.
In his dance afterwards. You know?
I heard about that.
That was great.
That's great. When you get to be older, you don't have to be able to dance well, and everybody will enjoy it.
Well, supposedly during the ball game, and I was in and out of it, that they asked him why he came back, et cetera, et cetera. And
he's 71, right? 75?
Yeah, 75. Wow. So he said, well, my wife said, you're going to enjoy it this time. I guess he had told a story that at Texas there was just so much pressure. And Carolina, where he came from to go to Texas, there wasn't. But Texas was so intense. My wife said, you will enjoy it.
Good for her.
So he went in there, was dancing after he beat South Carolina. And that young quarterback they've got, is pretty damn good, man.
That's one of the great advantages when you're older, you don't give a rat's ass. And he's playing a young guy, and he's like, son, I'm hitching my wagon to your star. Go get him.
He had more moves than Little Egypt. Now, who knows who Little Egypt was?
I don't know. I have just to be polite. You know. Who?
Little Egypt.
Who the hell is Little Egypt?
She was a famous
fan dancer?
Burlesque dancer.
Wow, Mike.
Back in the day.
I'm sorry to tell you this, but Vaudeville had closed by the time I got to elementary school. I don't know Little Egypt.
I think she was.
And we got to find out. I can't let this go. This is the OCD in me coming out here. So did IU cover and did Oregon State? We need to know those spreads. Dang it. And it's, how can you not find them? There's got to be some place that has them easily. Let's see. Let's try this. Week one college football spreads. But the problem is everybody takes them down because most of the websites that have them also have predictions, and they don't want you to know how
whether their predictions were right or wrong.
Sure. So they can, you know, advertise anything. That's the difference between New York Mike, though. We've got all his on tape. So I know he's not lying when he said he was 15-1, whatever he is. Here we go. Las Vegas college football odds week one. Oh, come on, baby. Let me hit it right here. That would be awesome. Scroll. Yeah, these are them. Okay. Here, what are we looking for now?
Oregon State.
And that was a Saturday game, right? Yep. Okay.
Correct.
All right. Let's scroll through, baby. What was the final score? You can find the final score again. And I will.
I don't know.
Vanderbilt was laying 19.5 at Georgia. So they covered that easily, right?
Yep.
Pitt was only getting 1.5, so that was no good. Please don't tell me you didn't put this game on the spread here. Are you kidding me? It's got the whole country. Oh, here's the Indiana game. Indiana was laying 17. What'd they win by?
Who?
Indiana and Ball State. First week. What was the final score?
Let me look it up. Sorry, I was listening. I got a couple other ones for you. Let's see. Indiana football.
I don't think they covered. I think I'm going to get it.
It was 34-24. They won by 10.
Man, I didn't cover, so I lost that. So now we can say with some certainty.
2-3.
I was 2-3. Now, Mike, we still cannot find the damn Oregon State point spread.
13.5. They were underdogs.
And you take them? You took them to cover. You took our.
I took the other team.
He took Oklahoma. Who'd they play?
Oklahoma State. I took Okie State because.
Go back to the tape.
Here we go. Play it live on the air. This will decide whether we're tied at 2-3 or he's at 3-2. So we want to hear this. I'm throwing a video. I'm throwing a flag. Coaches protest. Players challenge.
Red flag.
They got to show the thing at the tennis. The crowd goes, ooh, and they show where the ball lands.
I love that.
That's amazing.
Cyclops or whatever
love
they call
that
it
thing.
Now.
Yeah. We cannot find this. People must be texting us screaming. I have the damn spread here. How can you guys not know? I'm sorry. We can't find it. I'm going to tell you. Hope he likes listening. Nick's listening. By the way,
what did you say?
I said, did you find it?
I almost had it.
Oh, I found it. Oklahoma State, Oregon State. Somebody, was the final score again? We still don't know the final score. Now I've got the spread, and I need to know the final score.
I had the spread.
16?
No, 13.5.
13.5.
It was 16.5 on this website.
I had 13.5.
Damn, you got lucky. And who did he take?
What?
Who did he take on the tape?
I have Oregon State on my paper. I'm trying to go back to the...
Who did he pick to win?
Yes,
he picked Oregon State? Oh, well, then he lost.
But he said he took
OK State. He's like Locke. He's a lying liar. So
I'm trying to go to the tape to figure it out. Tape don't lie.
That's right.
I'm going to assume you took Oregon State and you didn't cover, and you're 2-3 because that makes me feel better.
until
to prove it otherwise.
Yeah, that's right. I'll have to admit, red flags are out. Yeah.
So we got to do better because if we want people to call us right now. 1-800-WE-WIN. 1-800-WE-WIN. Last week we had four winners. We don't tell you had six losers. We had four winners. If you parlayed those four games, you take $10 and you turn it into a new Chrysler. That's what we do here, Mike and I. And we're going to make picks again later on in the show. You don't want to miss it. Each week we give you multiple winners.
And we've got a hidden pick, a surprise pick. A guaranteed W.
Because we'll give you the crappy picks for
free. Got it!
That's an intriguing game. You could have this one. They're playing in Corvallis. Okay. Oklahoma State goes to Oregon State, and Oklahoma State is laying 13.5.
Oregon State was awful last year. Uh-oh. They're not supposed to be a whole lot better.
Okay.
Okay. So but that's a lot to be giving.
To another Power 5 team in their building.
An opening game on the road. I'm going to take the home team.
All right. So Oregon State plus 13 and a half. See?
All right. Now
get that's me. Why you and Locke get along so well. You're both lying liars. So,
Liars Club, Locke and I.
Two and two. So we're 2-3. We'll do better. Wait, I promise we'll do better. What?
I got a bad feeling. Mike Pratt, Captain America, is turning heel.
No.
In wrestling.
Impossible. PJ doesn't have it in him.
He picked IU to have less wins than Dr. Doom himself. He's lying about his picks. Mike, what happened to you? You were the best of us.
Well, you know.
Wow.
BS talks and
every once in a while. Works. Every once in a while you get a really, it's cool being in radio. Did you get this email? We just, I don't know if I should read it on the air, so I won't, but somebody just made a very, very nice offer. For us as the on-air people.
I don't see.
It's a group chat.
Oh.
Very nice.
Group chat.
That's from Diener. I don't know. Isn't that terrible? I don't recognize anybody's numbers. So
well, it's because you and I have burner phones. It's so fun seeing a friend I haven't seen for 6 months. And they're like, yeah, man, we should catch up. What number are you using now? And they have literally a half dozen phone numbers.
No, I don't have a burner phone. I had my phone stolen at the NBA draft, and I lost one. That was two. So I'm on my third number. So, no, it's not even true. I had one stolen at the NBA draft, and the one I lost here, our contract with the promotion company ran out. So I had to actually buy a phone like working class people.
It's like 3-2 count, you know, bottom of the ninth with you, 3-2.
But what's fascinating is because I did manage to keep the number, though. It was an old corporate phone that was a promotional deal. My area code is in Michigan. People always ask, what the hell are you doing with a Michigan phone? I was like, it was a company phone. It's fine. So that was the PR firm that we were dealing with. They had all these phones with all these area codes from everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, so that was the one they gave us. So I kind of like it, though, because people.
Well, that's why I never answered you, because they had Michigan. I don't answer
people say it's a spam. What is interesting, though, it's taught me how these robocalls work. I get a bunch of these garbage calls from 586, because I guess they assume you'll answer it if that's your phone, because you think, it must be somebody I know. But I know when that comes up, it's not somebody I know. So it actually works well for me. I can block it and screen it.
I still get some offers from whoever owned the number beforehand. I don't know. I'll just make up a name like Darlisha or something like that. It's a unique name. And occasionally, though, it's kind of cool when I'll sign up for something like my Speedway rewards. I had like 50,000 rewards that were on that number.
Oh, wow.
So I was
Darlisha is not getting her free coffee.
Well, she's got a different phone, I think.
So you inherited those.
So you get all those points. So did you cash them in?
No, because I think I accidentally reset the login info or something. They might be floating around out there, and then I've got like three.
You're making this
accounts.
Whole thing up.
Not at all. Not in the least bit. Because
he's a lying liar too. He can join your team. You're in Locke's team.
Liars Club.
Oh. I never claimed to be a good person.
All right, we promise you we'll review the games last week, make our picks, and we'll continue as we go on.
Don't throw the break yet.
And I'm going to throw the break.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
I'm getting ready to throw the break.
We're about ready to start talking about some basketball. You know, the open recruiting period, which you love to recruit. I mean, that was one of your highlights of your life. Opens up Monday.
Oh, yeah, and I wanted to get your guys' thoughts on the local high school kid. I think from Marshall, I want to say, Zion Harmon. He picked seven schools in his final seven. Kind of a
he's
unique
the guard
list.
From down the western part of the state.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. He's a little small.
Yeah,
but I think he's 5'8", but I think so. But he had Seton Hall, LSU, Kansas, and then all four of the major in-state schools.
And I'm not so sure that they all offered him, because I had heard most of them were holding back.
Really?
Yeah.
So Murray, UK,
well, Western,
U of L,
Western's
and Western.
Right there.
Yeah.
It's in his backyard. Yeah.
His dad said that Kansas and U of L, I think, are the front runners right now, for what it's worth. But I just thought that was kind of interesting that, I mean.
But if they, you're getting in me in an area that, A, I don't even want to be in, and secondly, I have no interest in, and third, I have no knowledge of. So it's like, I had a friend once who said, yep, just signed a great movie deal with Warner Brothers. I was like, wow, really? He said, yep, just got to send it to him and wait for him to sign it and send it back. It's the same deal. So do we know? Did Louisville offer this kid? Did Kansas offer this kid? Mike just said they don't even know if he's been offered by these people.
Well, a couple of them, maybe not. But this is the first time I've seen one of the, I mean, he's a four-star high, like 9.8 or whatever on 247. I mean, he's a pretty
That's a lot
big,
of numbers there.
Yeah, I know. He's a pretty highly touted recruit. And what I thought was interesting wasn't necessarily who had offered him a scholarship, although that is interesting. What I thought was kind of cool was the fact that that all the locals, that's the first time I've seen like the majority of the kids like picks as all the local schools and all four of them. Yes, I see what he's doing.
Well, I so just remember reading something where the old man came out, the kid's dad came out, and he said, as Pops falls asleep on this,
he said
he's they're waiting for Kentucky and Louisville to offer, but they really are interested, whatever it was. So,
but Murray State and Western, I mean, you know,
well, he's right down there.
Rick down Stansberry,
there,
yeah. Slick Rick. I mean, he can pull some guys. We know that. But Murray State, though, I mean, I wonder if that's like the Ja Morant factor. Is there?
Oh, I'm sure it is.
Is there like a fourth major contender?
If you're working at Murray State as an assistant or the head coach, you're outselling Ja Morant. Look what I can do. And the guard before him, he's also in the league. You know, he's had a couple pretty good point guards.
Yeah, they've been on a decent run.
Right. And so you're out there selling that, and, you know, I can see that happening. Back to what we were talking about earlier, Pops, that, you know.
What happened? Were you guys talking about
kids
something?
Pick schools for the wrong reasons, right?
Okay. Yeah, I guess, yeah.
Just the kid wants to stay home now that there seems to be four viable options. Maybe it's
absolutely. Doesn't this go, I mean, you know, it pains me to even have to get involved. Doesn't this go on all the time? Wasn't Zion Williamson seriously considering Clemson because it's in his backyard? Wasn't that the big storyline?
Well, it was Clemson and Duke. But the fact that there's four of them now, like, this is the first time I've really seen.
What? There's four schools in
locals,
the state?
Locals.
Yeah,
that
four
are
locals
perceived to
that,
be.
Thank you. Thank you, Mike.
Of his caliber. Okay? Because the dad and he think that, you know, he's going right to the NBA.
And Lonzo Ball's dad thought his sneakers were better than.
That's right. Nike's. You can buy them online now. You can get a whole ball package.
Sure you can.
And then also LSU, your favorite school with your favorite guy.
Well, maybe they made him a strong-ass offer. In that case, you know, what are you going to do? Guy drives up to your house with a wheelbarrow full of money. What are you going to do? What are you supposed to do about that?
Hey, that money wasn't for going to school. Come on now.
You know, the sad thing about LSU, they're really going to be good again this year. And they can let this guy coach this team.
I'm really wondering about that, because if they're going to be good, I haven't got my national, you know, schedule yet because they don't pick it till late. If I get some LSU games, somebody's going to know that I've been just ripping the snot out of that guy for 4 months. I may have to tell them you shouldn't put me on that game. I don't know, because I'll try and be objective in calling the game. I won't be slanted in watching the game. If a guy makes a good pass, I'm going to say it's a good pass. But, I mean, I'll be honest with you. He may not want me in there, because I will say unequivocally there is no way, given the information that's out there, if it's credible, and it appears to be credible, there's no way on God's green earth he should still be coaching that team.
I agree 100%, and we have to go back down there this year. Now, which brings me to something I wanted to talk about either before or after the break. The things that have happened around this FBI investigation, and the judge shut the NCAA out. I've got some thoughts on that. I'm sure you do too. Should we wait till after?
Yeah, we got to, because the last half hour is going to go at breakneck speed, because you still didn't give us your impressions of, and still after the fact, but Kentucky's first game and coming up this weekend, and Louisville's first game, and then we got to make our picks at the back end of the hour, and then you want to get to that, and I want to get to the national team and what we've seen there.
Okay.
I'm actually kind of happy for Kemba Walker, who's been that second-tier superstar. He's been really, really good, but he hasn't really had his place among the really elite in the league, and he's really embraced playing for his country here now and being center stage, and I'm glad that he's getting some of the recognition for that, so that's a good thing to see.
And to your point, you know, he's on the backside of his career. He's probably 28, 30 now, okay?
Yeah, it was now or never, basically.
It's a now or never, and it's good for him that this is happening now.
Yep, exactly. So we'll come back. Thanks for being with us. It is a Fast Break Friday here on ESPN 680, 105.7. Our good friends in Lexington, our ESPN affiliate there. By the way, did you hear back from the people there? Are they going to play in our bocce tournament? Did they ever get back to you? Are they going to accept an invitation?
They're talking to your guy.
Mr. Lawrence?
Mr. Lawrence.
Oh, I'd love to have him.
Yeah, and they said they would get back to me.
Oh, that'd be fantastic.
My man Angelo. I'm in his
Angelo,
fantasy
doing?
League. Yeah,
how you
doing?
Beautiful. All right, we'll take a break. Stick around. It's ESPN Radio, Fast Break Friday.
Hi, I'm Mike Pratt, here to tell you about Premier Packaging, a locally owned business that specializes in packaging, shipping, and logistics.
Since 1984, Premier Packaging has taken a straightforward approach you can trust. With shipping costs on the rise, their team of professionals will work with you personally to minimize costs and increase your bottom line. From inbound, outbound, storing, and picking, Premier Packaging has solutions for your businesses, large or small. Visit primpack.com and sign up for a free assessment. Premier Packaging, this approach makes a difference.
Attention all active and retired military members. Over 35 and just not feeling yourself? You may be eligible for free advanced primary care through 25again.com/military. We appreciate your military service. Get the answers you need right now, wherever you are. Take our free online survey today at 25again.com/military. You deserve a better doctor, have more energy, look and feel younger, and live your life to the fullest. Take the mystery out of your health care. Visit 25again.com/military today.
Hey, Bobby V here. You've heard me talking about Vitality Wellness and weight loss for good reason. I've lost over 20, almost 30 pounds, actually, and it's all personalized and works just for you. It's not a one-size-fits-all diet, and they tailor their programs, their supplements, the minerals to what your body needs. I like understanding how and why we're doing things, and that's what they explain to you at Vitality Wellness and Weight Loss. Give them a call. They're at 502-442-7180. Vitality Wellness and Weight Loss. Be healthier, thinner, happier. Starting tomorrow at Vitality.
UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $14 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588.
When the summer heat starts cooling off and the feel of fall and football take over, it's time to stop into Cattleman's Roadhouse to see what's new. And this year, the boys have outdone themselves with two brand new flatbreads, three unbelievably delicious entrees that feature country fried chicken, twin 4-ounce fillets, and a barbecue brisket, and two best way to finish a meal desserts. It's all being served up at all Cattleman's Roadhouse locations, where a great steak is really just the beginning.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in Louisville? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Louisville area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Louisville is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
Hi, I'm Hannah Gist with Gist Piano Center, home of the area's largest selection of quality used pianos. Whether you're looking for a grand, vertical, or a player piano, give Gist Piano Center a try. Family-owned and operated since 1971.
Hey, this is Mike Pratt, and do you know what sets a community bank apart from the rest? Friendly service, attention to detail, focus on making sure customers get what they need. At River City Bank, you will receive all of that and more. Be it a home improvement project, construction of a new home, or a bridge loan, their team is with you every step of the way. Visit any convenient River City Bank location or online at rivercitybankky.com. Hometown banking, hometown people. River City Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, I'm Mike Pratt, here to tell you about Premier Packaging, a locally owned business that specializes in packaging, shipping, and logistics. Since 1984, Premier Packaging has taken a straightforward approach you can trust. With shipping costs on the rise, their team of professionals will work with you personally to minimize costs and increase your bottom line. From inbound, outbound, storing, and picking, Premier Packaging has solutions for your businesses, large or small. Visit primpack.com and sign up for a free assessment. Premier Packaging, this approach makes a difference.
Fast Break Friday is brought to you by Universal Windows. Schedule your free in-home estimate today, and for every window you buy, you get the next one free. Plus, 0% financing for 36 months of free installation. You'll be saying, I love my windows.
Back here, we left so much stuff in the last part. Let's get right into it. I read your comments after the first game for Kentucky, and I kind of my impression as well, which was, you know, they were not great. They didn't put together like a perfect afternoon of football, but they played really well in some spots, and they played well enough so that they won handily. And frankly, this is the kind of game where in recent years they have not won handily. Sometimes they've lost outright. So I would think you got to walk away, especially when you watch some of their SEC brethren taking it on the chops from some teams.
You're exactly right. I was very happy, particularly the second half. My concern was defensively they were really going to be behind the eight ball. And they're particularly with the secondary. But the secondary grew. They really played well.
They stepped
and that JUCO kid, I think his name's Echoes, he is really a good little player. He's all around defensively, and he stepped right in from the JUCO and really played well. So I was pleased. I was a little disappointed in the offensive line. I really think that they've got three running backs that are really give you three different looks, and they're going to be good. The other thing, it looked to me like that the receivers are going to give Wilson some help this year, okay, which they didn't last year in great numbers. And I think they're going to make him look better, help him look better, however you want to look at it. Mm-hmm. So I was pleased. And I always said this about football. It's different than basketball, Bob. We could see months of teams getting better. Some teams get better real late in the year, okay, because mm-hmm. there's so many games. But I think between the second from the first game, you want to see a real jump in the second and third game. That's what I think about my opinion about football. So we're going to look and see what Kentucky does in this game. This is not a bad opponent at all, Eastern Michigan. And then they've got Florida. So we'll see how they develop. But overall, I thought they gave you a lot of hope.
Well, if you wanted to believe the going in that, last year, let me phrase it from a more positive way than the negative way. If you said, listen, last year, I understand 10 wins is a pretty high bar. That, you know, that's one of the best years in the school's history. But we've talked about, you and I, that you want to be a team that year in and year out, realistically, can be looking at 8 wins or 9 wins or something. These are the kinds of games you have to win handily. And they have not historically done that. But I said, what a difference, because I remember doing the show last year, and at this time, people were still not at all on
it. Not at all.
They had checked out on this football program. They were disgusted. They were, why should I show up? It's going to be the same thing. Maybe we'll get to 6 wins and go to a low-level bowl. And they hadn't yet bought in. And so I think it's quite a turnaround from where they were.
I was with a couple football players after the game in this week, former football players, and both of them said, you know, to me, just talking about the game, they've never seen as much talent as he has right
really?
Now. Just raw talent.
For Kentucky.
For Kentucky. They're bigger, they're faster in numbers, and a lot of them are young. So these guys are pretty excited after watching that opening game, and I am too. I think there's some real potential there. You're going to have to outscore some people for a while because defensively you're behind the curve. But, you know, the linebackers and the down linemen, I thought, played pretty well, and they got better in the second half from the first half. And I thought it was a good opening game against a very good team that will win the MAC. They'll win the MAC. They've been to three or four straight bowls. They'll go bowling again. It was not an easy opponent.
No. And you know, it's, again, you kind of – people always say for various reasons – Kentucky's obviously very different reasons than Louisville. Forget last year. It's a new year. Talk about this year. But the fact is you can't make sense of what goes on this year unless you put it in a broader context. You got to put it in context about how it relates to last year. So in Louisville's case – in Kentucky's case, we were talking about it because they could have an 8-win season, and I think the perception would be that's very significant following up after a 10-win year. And so you have to – 8-win by itself would be nice, but – coupled with the fact they won 10 games last year, is a different perception of the program. Louisville did not win. They got beat by, 18 points. But the fact of the matter is, based on how we saw them play the last two-thirds of the year last year, it was night and day. It was a breath of fresh air. The kids were playing hard. Satterfield's demeanor, both before the game, during the game, after the game, was a very, very uplifting. And you loved the way he interacted with the kids. He said all the right things as an ex-coach. I love that. He said, listen, we didn't come here for moral victories. You got to say that. You're not telling your players we don't think you can win.
Yeah, yeah.
But you also are smart enough to know, look, I'm not going to deny the fact that last year they didn't win a conference game. They had 2 wins the whole season. I'm proud of you guys. He specifically went out of his way to say, I'm proud of your effort.
You can't hold against him. He was coaching. He was teaching.
Exactly. So he said, I'm proud of you guys, and if you keep working that hard, we'll get some wins. So to your point, though, Mike, that's why I think this week for both programs becomes important, because Kentucky has to show that that's the level they're at now. And they go out of conference, they play these teams, and they make short work of them.
They control the
game. And Louisville has to say, that was not us just playing with the desperation of a team that was embarrassed last year. Now they come out and they follow it up. They played a BCS team last year. I think it was Indiana State, and it was a monsoon, and everybody wrote off how bad their performance was because of the weather. And in hindsight, it really wasn't the weather. It was they just were not a very good football team. So they've got to come out and show the way they played in stretches against Notre Dame, they can play longer stretches like that and make short work of this team, that they are 26-point favorites. So I think you're right. This second week, even though their games, they're both decided favorites, I think
you want to see improvement.
Yeah,
you want to see them step up and move the game forward.
Absolutely. All right. You want to do a basketball thing real quick?
Yeah, the point I wanted to make on this whole thing with the FBI and the NCAA, and I will ask you, there was a lot of stuff flying around, and it still is a lot of stuff flying around. And, most of this stuff is – the majority of it is centered at the grassroots stuff. And there are some – we all know about Kansas, Arizona, LSU. We know that. But they have yet to come with anything else. And if the FBI can't find anything else, okay, that they think is worth prosecuting, do you think the NCAA could find anything with what – And my point is, I think this is a slap in the face. The Southern District of New York is known – that's where they prosecuted a lot of the gangsters back in the day, right? I mean, it's pretty strong that way. And I think they got involved trying to make a statement about something, and they couldn't quite get it over the hump. And the judge said, legally, you can't bring this stuff into play.
No, they got convictions almost everybody they went after.
I know, but everybody thought it was going to cave college basketball.
Yes, that's different.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about. I don't care about those other guys. I'm talking about the fact
the sport itself.
They thought they were going to cave college basketball, and there was all this stuff and all the big names.
I don't know that that's what their intention was, to cave college basketball.
Well,
think they wanted to throw these guys in jail, and they did.
I think there was some stuff in there. You remember the scandals, Bob? You remember the scandals back in the day? But what I'm saying now with the judge's ruling. I think
that's the thing that's the big story.
With the judge's ruling,
he said the NCAA can't have access to any of this
stuff. Slapped them in the face. Slapped them in the face.
That to me, and that the danger for that, to make it personal for Louisville fans, is all right. If they the primary actual trial involved Tugs, Bowen, and Louisville. And so a lot of that testimony the NCAA does have access to. The other stuff, the stuff that's redacted, the stuff that they all thought that they were going to get.
Yep.
Now they're not.
Right.
They've already been proven they couldn't. They won't be able to find the door in an empty room. The NCAA without some help, they're not going to find anything. And so what it comes down to is here's the real danger for Louisville. And Mike, I'm telling you, it's a legitimate danger. I'm a guy who said, listen, you made some mistakes. You should pay a penalty. I'm really really heartbroken. They took down two banners. I get that. The national championship, all that. I do think that's a really painful thing. But now. The NCAA is not going to be able to touch all these other people where people like me are looking and seeing things that it seems hard. You'd have to be completely illogical not to think there's some serious infractions going on in a lot of these other places. And they're not going to do anything with them because they don't have access to the – they don't have subpoena power. They're not going to be able to get the information. So what I fear they're going to do is come back and throw a bag of hammers at Louisville again. Yep. And they're going to say, why? Because we have to show we're still in, we're still running a tight ship with this sport. And at that point, if I'm Louisville, then I say, you know what? You, the first time we cooperated. This time we're going to fight you tooth and nail.
Well, North Carolina gave you a track, blueprint. And in our legal system, you're innocent until proven guilty. But the NCAA has never been that way. You are charged right from the start with certain things.
Yeah, I mean, they make kids sit out if they may be ineligible, and you can't play them. When it should be the other way around.
And then you have to prove after the fact. You have to prove to them, and not in a court of law, just to this group that's designated that year as the infractions committee. So I thought it was quite interesting. It gave me I think there's something that this judge and the folks at the Southern District don't like about the NCAA, whatever it is. And they just decided, Bob, they could have easily given them whatever they wanted because it does concern their business.
Right.
But they decided not to give them any of that stuff that was redacted or not disclosed. And I think that was a slap in the face by people who wanted to slap the NCAA for whatever the reason.
Well,
that's just my read.
You know what? They are getting disrespected, and that's my worry, is that they're going to be, as I've said this before,
they're going to be hot about
that. They're going to be they're going to become a glorified party planner. They'll run the cross-country championships and the soccer championships, but in terms of absolutely legislating their sport, they're going to have no teeth, and so I'm afraid they're going to try and show they've got teeth, and the two people who are going to get the bag of hammers are Louisville and NC State. That's what I see.
And the president of the NCAA has shown historically that he likes to do exactly what you said.
Which is what, throw a bag of hammer at somebody?
Yep. Well, try to come down. I'm not heavy-handed.
I've said for many, many years they're good people trying to implement impossible rules because the rules make no sense. They're completely ineffectual rules. But as it's gone on now and they start feeling the heat that they're becoming irrelevant, it's gone beyond that. It has gone now where they're trying to make statements in places and they're overreaching and they're inconsistent.
Yeah, they show their strength.
And I agree with that. All right, here we go. Here's our picks for this week.
Picks.
Let's get to them right now. A 2-3 start for both of us. We have to bounce back. So let me get my pen out and find the games. And I gave you the first game. Well, as always, we do the locals first.
Yeah, let's do them first.
So let's do that. So you've got Louisville is a 26.5-point favorite.
Boy, that's a tough one, man, because Eastern's not a bad football team. And are you going to bounce in a big way, or are you going to kind of, you know, that kind of just bounce? You know, it's how many? 26?
26 and a half. You could lose on a hook. I lost on a hook last week.
I'm taking U of L.
U of L minus 26 and a half. All right. UK plays Eastern Michigan, and I've got to find the spread here, which is right in front of me. That would be the SEC games, not the Big 12 games, you jackass. There we go. SEC Kentucky is favored by 15 and a half.
15 and a half?
Oh. Well, based on the fact you thought it could be as many as 25, that means you think they're going to win handily. So you convinced me on that. So I'll go UK and lay the 15.5. All right, you get to give me the first game since I did last week.
All right.
And remember, there's only three college games this week and one NFL game.
I'm going to take you to the West Coast.
Of course. Love.
The Fighting Oregon State Beavers.
I'm just going to throw a dart.
At Hawaii.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Hawaii's laying a little less than a touchdown, 6.5. I liked Hawaii's first game against Arizona. I was impressed with their spunk. And you convinced me Oregon State wasn't that good. And Hawaii's playing at home. I'm going to take the Fighting Rainbow Warriors.
All right.
So Hawaii minus 6.5.
Minus 6.5.
All right. Okay. And you, if you're going to go in the West, I'm going to go in the West. I'm going to give you the kind of game I can't stand, and you're stuck with it. Northern Colorado at Washington State. Washington State is laying 36.5.
But that coach could put some numbers up.
You want it? You want to lay the 36.5? How about it?
Washington State. Who are they playing? Northern
Colorado. Whose their first game was they lost to San Jose State 35-18.
I'm taking Washington State. Yeah. I'm giving how much? 35?
35.5. You're down 35.5 to nothing right now.
Okay.
36 and a half. Excuse me.
36. I got to beat the hook.
36.5.
Got to beat the
hook.
All
right. Let's see. So now
I give you.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. You love the Hurrying Hoosiers. That's Eastern Illinois at IU.
All right, let's see. Big Ten. And they beat Ball State by a little, right? Not a
10. 10, and they were 14-point favorites.
Indiana is laying. Oh, you? Why are you doing this? 36.5. All right, let's see what Eastern Illinois did their first game. Oh, my God. Eastern Illinois lost 24-10. They only put 10 points on the board against Chattanooga.
The choo-choos.
I mean, you can't. I don't. They could be getting a jillion points. I guess I got to lay the damn points.
You're going to take IU?
Yes. Never in my life did I ever say I thought, yeah, let me take IU and lay the 35.5. That's a statement that I thought would never come out of my mind. All right, I'm going the other way. I'm going to find a really close game for you.
Okay.
Here's Syracuse going to Maryland. Maryland's a 2-point favorite there. Now, this is time to find out if you believe in Syracuse or not. They're ranked 21st. Are they the real deal or not?
I'm taking the Cuse.
The Cuse laying the deuce. No, getting the two.
Yep.
Getting the two for Maryland. All right. Your turn. Where now, are we going? Last college game.
I'm going to give you this one because I think you'll enjoy. Auburn, Tulane.
Is it another 5 million point spread?
No, I don't know what the point spread is. I just took the games.
It's got to be a million point spread. 17. Auburn is laying 17 against Tulane. They won at Oregon. Is Tulane any good? God, I don't know anything about Tulane.
Auburn beat Oregon.
I said Auburn beat Oregon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay. Tulane, I don't know if Tulane's
in. Tulane put 42 points on the board against Florida International. I think it's going to be a little letdown for the Tigers.
I think so,
too. So I'll take Tulane and give me a 17. Plus, I had all favorites in the other games. I don't like having that many favorites.
Okay, so you got Tulane.
Tulane plus
17.
Did
you take UK? You took UK.
I did.
Okay.
All right, you got one more college game, and then we're going to go to the NFL.
All right.
I'm not letting you go in the SEC because you know the SEC too well. I'm going to take you to the Big 12, where the Big 12 here's a very good game because now we find out, did you think the Missouri loss at Wyoming was a fluke or what did you make of that? And because the Big 12 West Virginia comes to town. So technically I'm still in your ballywhack.
Virginia at Missouri?
Yeah, and Missouri's laying 13.5 to a West Virginia team that won their opener. They beat James Madison 20-13. Not a very impressive win, but Missouri lost at Wyoming.
Yep.
So what are you going to do with that game?
That's an SEC Big 12 game.
Yeah, it is.
And
I said I was going to take you out of the SEC, but Missouri, I think, is a fascinating story. They're laying Missouri, 0-1, laying 13.5 against West Virginia, who's 1-0.
I'm going to take Mizzou.
Yeah, I think I would too if I had to. But
they're going to be
fired
P.O.
and angry. All right, NFL game. You got to give me one, and then
I'm going to give you the Jacksonville game.
All right. Well, far be it for me to question New York Mike. So I would not play this game, but he says Jacksonville plus 3.5. So I'll take Jacksonville. Jacks plus 3.5.
Okay.
And you are going to get in the National Football League. You're going to get my New York Jetropolitans against the Buffalo Bills, laying 3. The Jets are laying 3 against Buffalo.
Are they the home team?
The Jets are at home.
Take the home team.
All right. NYJ minus 3. So there's your picks. Mike has got Louisville, Washington State, the Cuse, Missouri, and the Jets. I've got Kentucky and Hawaii and IU and Tulane and the Jacksonville Jaguars for our picks this week. So there you go. All right. What do you make, before we let you go, in 1 minute? You talk about the recruiting calendar starts, Monday?
Next week, yeah.
The coaches were really pissed off about the new recruiting calendar.
Yes, they were.
Think it gets changed back?
Yes.
How fast can they do it?
They could do it for next year if they want, I believe. I mean, Mike Bray was on television. I saw him. I think he's the head of
the Coaches
Association, whatever it was. I think they could change it when they want to change it.
They can.
Yeah.
The rules of the game can only change every 2 years, right? That's they have the rule changes.
Right.
It's a committee.
But I've never seen administrative
stuff you can change whenever you want.
I would think.
Okay.
I mean, you've seen changes with that, but maybe not. Maybe they're on a 2-year rule too.
I don't think so. I think you're right. But I'm just wondering when they would do it. I mean, their NABC convention was at the Final Four. I don't think the coaches get together again. I don't know. Do the
The ADs get together? I'm just wondering how the logistics of that
would
work.
It would have to be from the coaches, and I'm sure they could do that without having a meeting. Maybe they could do it next year at the Final Four and change it for the year. I don't know.
Well, yeah, because the big argument is in the summer, right?
Right.
So if they do it during the Final Four, they could make it change it for the summer. That would probably
you
be good.
Know they're trying to choke down on the grassroots basketball.
Yeah, well,
and I
don't have a problem with reining them in. To me, they have the best of both worlds at the detriment of the game, meaning the grassroots people are reaping the benefit of all the popularity of the game.
No question.
And they're scaring the hell out of parents. What, you really care about little Mike Pratt and you're not going to send him to play with the sharpshooters in Las Vegas? Write that check. You put the kids in the intersections.
He'll never get looked at unless he goes.
Unless he goes. And their kids are standing in the intersections with their buckets trying to get money. I think it's a shame that they're – but then nobody legislates them, though. And I want to say my approach is, you want to feed at the trough? Well, then you got to have some regulations here. You're going to have to pay some attention to some rules. And so I wish I had the solution to do that, but somebody's got to figure out a way to do it, because if they don't, then especially now with the fact that nothing's really of substance going to come out of this New York thing. I mean, as Franny Fraschilla cynically said, as far as I'm concerned, the message is, coaches, on your mark, get set, cheat.
It's funny. I was talking to a coach who will remain unnamed about that. He goes, they just threw the door open.
They
again.
Did. They just basically told everybody, you got nothing to worry about.
As long as you can work like the guy at LSU, even Kansas, Arizona, you can work.
That's what
after
I said.
Doing those things.
And then what are you worried about? I mean, short of, like I said, the only way you get in trouble is if you call the NCAA and say, yeah, hi, Bob Valvano here. I coach at Tech. Listen, at 8 o'clock, I'm going to be at Joe Johnson's house.
Take
You'll see me.
Pictures.
I have a wheelbarrow full of money. I'm going to be walking right down the middle of the street. When we get up there, I'm going to dump it on the lawn and tell him, this is yours if you come play for me. You can record that and tell me what direction to face so you can get it. Maybe then. But I'm not even totally sure that would do it. I don't know. The ticket read. What's the ticket read? I am Josh Reed, the tight end for the Redskins. He gets hurt a lot, though. But that's not what you're talking about.
Oh, it's that's Jordan Reed, too.
What did I say? Josh Reed?
Jordan Reed.
Thank you. It was Jay Reed. Whatever. Sorry, Jordan Reed. How is he going to play hard for me when the owner of the Empire Electrons?
The boy's in trouble if you don't know his
Amtrak
name.
Amtrak and Ronzoni. I've got to go get him a good hat so he knows I love him. I just misspoke. Hell, half the time I call you Jamie and Jamie Nick, so he should
you never get You never get Jamie's name wrong.
Yes. In fact, you know how I know you're wrong?
How?
Because the younger child always gets it the worst. As the third child, until I was 12, I thought my name was Nick Jim Bob. I thought they went like it was a Southern thing. It was like, hey, Nick Jim Bob, either that or, the comedian says. I can't mention what the other one.
You knew
where I was going with that, but you can't say that on the radio, but it's a funny line. Jamie was Nick. Nick
Jamie. Shane said I didn't know where that was going.
Well, the comedian has the line, I thought my name. I think it's Cosby before.
Not made for radio.
A heel. No, but it's funny. I thought his name was. We'll leave it at that. All right. Thanks, Mike. We'll see you next week, and we'll see you next week as well on the network. Those of you in Louisville, we've got another round to go.
Wait, no.
We got another round to go on ESPN Louisville. Why don't I want to go?
Well, first off, you guys should thank your terrific sponsors while I was pulling up the music bed. Universal Windows, Premier Packaging, Dr. Sears.
Sure.
River City Bank.
Absolutely.
All the good fellas.
Uh-huh.
All those people that keep us alive, right, Nick?
Yeah, absolutely.
There you go. That's a great ending to a good day.
But you wanted me also to tell people about the ticket thing.
Yeah, by all means.
I don't have the read. I love when you do that. I got nothing. So we'll do it on the other side.
I can do it.
You want it to go so the people in Lexington can enjoy the great services as well.
Yeah.
Because if we do it the next hour, they won't get it. But I don't have the read. So unless you have it, you're SOL, as they say.
I do, but I don't want to rush it.
All right. Well, then.
Let's go to Tickets for Less.
There you go. Tickets for Less. One of the sponsors for our fine program.
It's like being a dentist and pulling his teeth.
It was. Come on. What's the name? Tickets for Less. Very good. Tickets for Less. You did it. Very good. Go to
They're
Tickets
fantastic.
For Less.
They can help you.
He is a little bit of a heel today. He's a sneak heel.
I'm telling you, he did. Cheap tickets.
See ya.
For the guys in red and the guys in blue.
You're listening to Kentuckiana's.
UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation.
earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
Bluegrass Karting and Events now has the fastest go-karts in Kentucky and axe throwing. Grab your coworkers, family, and friends and make a night of it with our new full bar and food menu. Bluegrass Karting and Events is Louisville's premier high-speed entertainment destination, online at bluegrasskarting.com.